The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today we're going to be talking about People USA and their role in the development of crisis stabilization centers in the Hudson Valley. And we have as our guest, Tammy Robeson. Tammy is a licensed clinical social worker, a New York Provisional Certified Peer Specialist, and Assistant Director of Crisis Services at People USA. Tammy has over 28 years of experience working in the mental health field and has been an advocate in establishing person-centered and recovery-oriented practices to support individuals in crisis. Tammy supported the development of the first peer-run crisis stabilization center in the country located in Dutchess County and now oversees forensic mobile crisis response teams, as well as development of three additional crisis stabilization centers in the Hudson Valley, which she's going to tell us all about.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you today.
It's great to have you here. So, Tammy, let's start at the beginning with just an overview of People USA. What is it? When and why was it founded? And who does it serve?
Sure. The organization with which I work is People USA. We are a peer-run behavioral health organization. What peer-run means is that everyone who works within our organization identifies with some sort of their own lived experience, whether it be with mental health or substance use. The organization actually was established as People Inc. in 1990, and that was really a result of the closure of the state hospital and individuals who were being discharged from the hospital really kind of looking towards having their civil rights and recognizing the need for their voices to be heard, and the peer movement really kind of began there. And with that, People Inc. was established. Our current CEO, Steve Michio, has actually been with the organization for the last 25 years. And although People Inc. was one of the original grassroots organizations of the peer run movement, our CEO really hammers home that fact. We're continuing to stay true to our grassroots, and the foundation of everything we do is the peers within our organization. And to answer your question as to what we do, we offer a wide array of services through nine counties throughout New York State. Our services are peer, we offer crisis services, which is my role, wellness services, supportive housing, care management, respite services. And really, we're supporting individuals in the community where they're at and what their needs are.
So, Tammy, how do you define a crisis? What is a crisis, and what services are available in New York, and how does a crisis stabilization center fit into that context?
A crisis is something that is very unique and individual for each person. What may be a crisis for me may not be a crisis for you. And a crisis really occurs when your normal ways of coping just aren't working anymore. So, you know, people are experiencing a lot of different situations throughout their life, and grief can cause someone to be in crisis, unmet mental health needs, dealing with addiction or recovery, or not having your basic needs being met. So, you know, I think really kind of looking at, there's not one way to define a crisis, but what crisis is it's something that you can work through. And, you know, a crisis is when you're no longer able to kind of see beyond that. And through the peer run model of care, we can really kind of see that you can get through those moments of intense distress and be more in your thinking part of your brain and, you know, find opportunities to move beyond the crisis. And, you know, in New York State is doing tremendous things to support individuals in crisis. There is now a national suicide prevention lifeline, 988. So if somebody is experiencing suicidal thoughts or is in need of communicating with someone, they can reach out to 988. New York State has also, really put a lot of effort into developing mobile crisis response teams. So those are teams that can respond in the community in real time to individuals who are experiencing a crisis and help to support them and also to provide those linkages and care for individuals. And then the third component is crisis stabilization centers, which New York State has recognized how beneficial crisis stabilization centers can be for individuals. And crisis stabilization centers serve as a diversion from someone going to the hospital emergency room. And it's a place where somebody can go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and be met by someone who, one of the staff members, and welcome into the center and really just engaging with the individual, communicating, assessing what their needs are, and identifying options. And the individual who is visiting the stabilization center is a part of that process from the very beginning. So it's a very person-centered approach where we're communicating and supporting someone.
Mm-hmm. And so there is, as I know, and you know, of course, there is a crisis stabilization in Dutchess Center in Dutchess County in Poughkeepsie, the first in the country. There's one underway here in Ulster County. Tell us about the experience with the Dutchess County being one of the first in the country. What are some of the successes and challenges that you might like to highlight, and maybe perhaps lessons learned in terms of, you know, continuously improving?
The Dutchess County Stabilization Center really was paved the way for the development of future crisis stabilization centers. So with that being said, as you can imagine, there are a lot of lessons that have kind of been learned, with regards to that. I think really kind of looking at the environment that you're providing in a crisis stabilization center. Crisis stabilization centers should be very home-like, warm, welcoming environments. The Dutchess County Stabilization Center is housed on the grounds of the Department of Mental Health here. And, you know, we worked with the building that was available to us. But as we're building future stabilization centers, like the Crisis Support Center in Ulster County, we're really able to create the environment where it is that warm, comforting environment. And, you know, I think, other challenges are staffing. We're dealing with a post-COVID world where there's a lot of remote work, and a crisis stabilization center requires staffing 24 hours a day. And you know, that can be a challenge. So I think, some of the lessons that we've learned is the right staff are out there and that really believe in the philosophy and the mentality of what you're doing. And it's really kind of being patient and finding those staff and then supporting those staff and, retaining staff.
So how does someone arrive at a crisis stabilization center? I don't mean literally arrive, but is it, walk-in, referral, emergency services, transport? And can you walk us through what happens, like a typical experience for a person that arrives, and then what happens next and next?
Absolutely. And the benefit of a crisis stabilization center is that there is no referral or appointment that is necessary. So anyone can seek out our services and support at any time of day and just walk in. So, we may get referrals from treatment providers, or law enforcement may bring somebody as well. But oftentimes individuals are getting here on their own and accessing the service when they most need it. And that's what we want to happen. And once somebody comes through our door, it often takes a lot of momentum to seek help and ask for help. So when somebody is seeking that help, we want to make it as seamless as possible for them to get through the door. So when somebody comes to our door, we're greeting them with a smile on our face, sharing who we are, maybe asking them their name and what we can help them with, and welcoming them through the door. And once we welcome somebody through the door, we sometimes want to de-escalate that crisis naturally, and individuals may be in all different states when they're accessing a crisis stabilization center. So there may be some times where somebody just needs to get a drink of water or rest their eyes for a moment before we're actively engaging with them. And as we're engaging with somebody, we're doing that as a dialogue. So it's the complete opposite of what you would think of when you're going to a medical appointment. So we want to actively engage with someone, have a dialogue, and have that back and forth. And the peers, as I had mentioned, are the foundation of everything that we're doing. And a peer can kind of be that support to build that bridge with somebody when they're feeling maybe at a most vulnerable state. And throughout the process, we have nurses on staff, as I mentioned, peer advocates, substance abuse counselors, licensed clinicians as well. So we will be assessing and identifying what the next steps are, talking about what an individual's needs are, what their options are, and helping them to make the decision as to what the next steps are. If there are referrals or linkages that we need to make, we'll support the individual in making those linkages for them.
Wow. Sounds like a pretty comprehensive and rich array of services. Really important. And our listeners, I'm sure, want to learn more, as I do. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 WBPM.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're talking about People USA and their role in development of crisis stabilization centers in the Hudson Valley, one of which will be here, right here in Ulster County. Our guest is Tammy Robson. Tammy is Assistant Executive Director of Crisis Services at People USA. Tammy, before the break, we were talking about a little bit about People USA and what a crisis stabilization center is. And it sounds like an amazing service that's available 24/7, peer staffed with other staff specialists on board that can be accessed. So, in terms of a crisis, so how do friends and family, help us understand how friends and family can recognize when someone they know or love is struggling? What would you say to them about how they can get people help?
I think, you know, for most of us, we know someone in our life, if not ourselves, that have experienced distress at some time. And it's about recognizing when the normal things that you typically do, maybe you're losing interest or your concentration or your worry has increased. And I think those around us can recognize those signs pretty quickly. You know, if there's a change in our behavior, maybe it's, we're more emotional or we're isolating ourselves more. And for someone going through some type of distress, it can feel very lonely and isolating. And I think what we can do for those in our life where we're recognizing some of those signs and symptoms, where maybe someone isn't acting the way that they normally do, or they seem worried or overwhelmed, of providing that support and validating what they're seeing and, you know, what they're experiencing. And maybe it's a matter of just sharing, I'm here for you. It seems like you're going through a lot right now. How can I be of help to you? And I think it's about providing that non-judgment and just supporting someone. I think typically we often want to try and solve things for, those that we love and care about. But sometimes just being present and being available to listen is sometimes doing exactly what you need to do in those moments.
You know, Tammy, I was involved here in Ulster County with leading our first opioid prevention task force, which started in 2018 when we learned that Ulster County had the second highest rate of opioid fatalities in this of 62 counties in New York. Those numbers have come down. But one of the things we learned was that, you know, there were a lot of good programs and services that people would go to, perhaps for a short or an intermediate term, but then they would get out and there would be very little continuum of care or follow-up, or they were supposed to get to the next service or appointment or whatever, never made it, kind of dropped off of everyone's radar screen. So tell me about how People USA helps continue. You know, obviously people come to a crisis stabilization center. They're there for 24 hours. But how does People USA work to stay with that person and really follow up with them and make sure and walk with them side by side to make sure that they really are on a healing path?
And, you know, kind of looking at when somebody does come to a crisis stabilization center, they may be here for a period of up to 24 hours, not necessarily. You know, oftentimes we are coming up with a plan and making those connections for someone where they're discharged prior to that time. Someone is leaving here with a discharge plan and a connection, you know, and those connections are different for everyone. But we are then also following up with individuals. So we may be making that follow-up call within 24 to 72 hours with an individual, making sure that immediate crisis has ameliorated, and then continuing those follow-up calls for up to 30 days. And why we're providing that follow-up is if we're making a referral or connection for someone, we want to make sure that they got to that appointment. If they didn't get to that appointment, understanding what got in the way and also identifying if they have any unmet needs. And we're also aware of those referrals that we're making. So with the consent of the individual, we can also make those contacts with the provider with whom we've made those referrals and connections. And, you know, so it's kind of providing a little bit of that ongoing support for someone to provide that bridge. And, you know, I think oftentimes we don't acknowledge, sometimes it's not the immediate crisis where the most attention is needed, but it's that period afterwards for up to 2 weeks. And that's when someone needs the most support. So, you know, that follow-up piece is, you know, instrumental in helping somebody get to those connections. And the ultimate goal is to have them connected with the services and supports that they need so that that is the ongoing care that they're receiving and they feel comfortable and confident in that.
Mm-hmm. And you also work with community partners and partner agencies for things that might fall somewhat out of, you know, mental health services, but are challenges and barriers like housing, transportation, employment, those kinds of things that, and even stigma.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our community partners are the core of everything that we do. And, you know, we need to have those relationships and, you know, basic needs, housing and shelters and food. Everybody who comes to the stabilization center, we're providing food insecurity screening. So looking at those connections, you know, in the community that we can provide and, you know, in every community that we're working in, whether it be Dutchess County or Ulster County, we're really building those relationships with our community stakeholders as well, so that we do have access to care for individuals. And, you know, it's that those kind of warm handoffs where we're making those connections.
So, Tammy, there is, as we mentioned earlier, there's a new crisis stabilization center being developed in Ulster County called the Ulster County Center for Wellbeing. Tell us about that. It's really an exciting thing.
So it's actually the crisis support center that will be operating in Ulster County in Kingston, and it's being housed in the Center for Wellbeing. So the Center for Wellbeing is located at 368 Broadway in Kingston, and it is a center that has multiple providers, Samadhi, Access Supports for Living, a children's clinic is coming into the center as well. The Department of Mental Health is located in that center, and on the first floor, we are in construction for the crisis support center that will be opening sometime early in 2025. And it will kind of be that full wraparound services where we have a center where there's a multitude of providers where individuals can come and get their needs addressed.
Mm-hmm. So, Tammy, if our listeners want to know more about crisis stabilization centers, People USA, or even if they just have questions or need some guidance or advice, where do they go for that information? How do they reach you?
Absolutely. You can connect with me via my email, trobson, R-O-B-S-O-N, at people-usa.org. You can also check out our website, people-usa.org. And I would also encourage your listeners to seek out the website of the Department of Mental Health in Ulster County, where there's a full array of resources available and links to services that may meet their needs. And that's DMH at co.ulster.ny.us.
Yes. And where is the Dutchess County one located in Poughkeepsie?
Sure. The Dutchess County Stabilization Center is located at 230 North Road. It's located on the grounds of the Department of Behavioral Health, and it's located around the rear of the building. And although it's operating in Dutchess County, individuals may be in crisis at any moment in time. So it's not only available to individuals who are residents of Dutchess County.
That's really great. Well, Tammy, you know, thank you so much for the work that you and your colleagues do on behalf of our community. These services are terrific. I mean, really, and so much needed and appreciated in the community. So thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you. And we're really excited about the new center opening here in Ulster County.
Thank you again for the opportunity. And I appreciate everything you do with communicating to your listeners all of the resources available.
Terrific. Thank you. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.